أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون. We are discussing all the various commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We started from Lays al-Birra, in which Allah explained His various commands. And currently we were discussing with regard to marriage, divorce, iddat, etc. And we all know that especially divorce is very bitter, the resentment is very great. It is a real trauma to go through a divorce, a talaq. But Allah explains you can avoid that, and if you have to go through it, you can manage it very comfortably and in a very amicable way by making your namaz correct. If you look after your namaz, everything of yours will become correct. So that was one great remedy, that we should make effort and correct and improve our namazes all the time. The two main things which keep a person back even from namaz and fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, one is the love of oneself, that is his comfort, etc. Now for example, for Fajr, we had to sacrifice our comfort, our bed, our home, we had to come out. If it's a cold day, we have to go out in the cold. If it's a rainy day, we have to go out in the rain. If it was a cold day and there is no hot water, we had to make wudu with the cold water, we had to go through all that. So to overcome this discomfort, the height of it is jihad. That a person, even his life, not only discomfort, he gives his life also in the path of Allah. So the previous ayat, Allah explained that we should make jihad in the path of Allah. If that jazbah, that feeling comes in us, that attitude, then we will be able to come all discomfort, and to practice on deen will become very easy. If we choose the correct method, then to practice on deen will not only be practical, not only easy, not only comfortable, but it will be a great joy to practice on deen. The other great thing that blocks us from fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of people is the love of our wealth and money. When a person doesn't want to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then also he cannot fulfill the rights of Allah. Many rights of Allah he does not fulfill, zakat, etc. The rights of fellow people, he won't spend on his family properly. He won't spend where he has to spend. So that is another thing. So Allah discusses that in this ayat, that get into the habit of spending in the path of Allah. Don't hoard your money. Don't have love for your money. Lord, spend it in the path of Allah. Send it where it's eternally going to be yours, the akhirah. Then to practice on the whole of deen, fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights of people will become very, very easy. And Allah puts this forward also in such a beautiful way, there couldn't be a better way how Allah has put forward that we should spend in the path of Allah. Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Kaun shakhs hai aisa, jo ke qarz de Allah ko achha qarz. Who is there who will give a loan to Allah Ta'ala, a good loan? Whatever we have got is from Allah. We are Allah's. Whatever we have got belongs to Allah. Like if a person has got a slave, the slave belongs to the master. Whatever that person has got, that also belongs to the master. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, أَنْتَ وَمَالِكَ لِأَبِيكَ. You and your wealth are all for your father. So if your father gave you 1 cent and he puts it in your hand and then he tells you, give me this as a loan, and then you give it happily and he puts 1 million rand in its place. You only get that 1 cent was not yours. You also belong to your father, that 1 cent also belongs to your father. Now the father, to teach you good habits and to have good quality, he tells you, give me this as a loan. So that also made it so easy. Not that you are giving it permanently, just as a loan. And when you give that one, he puts 1 million rand in your hand. Allah Ta'ala is that great being, whatever we have got, we and what we have got belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah didn't command us here in this ayat that we spend in the path of Allah. Allah put it that who is it who will give a loan to Allah Ta'ala. And when it is put like that, everyone becomes easy. I am ready. I want to be the first. I want to give a loan. And to heal, to who? To Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah pays that loan, Allah has mentioned it, that usually if we give a loan to somebody, especially according to deen and our Islam, no interest in that. How much you gave, so much he'll give you back. So Allah said, you people give barabar sarabar, equal amount. But when I give by millions and millions more. So a person is very eager to give to Allah Ta'ala. And really this is a place where if we make little effort on our relationship with Allah, ma'rifah, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, then a person will want to drown himself. He will want to flush himself down the toilet when he sees that my Allah is asking me for a loan. I belong to him. Like one brother went to his brother and asked him for a loan. He gave him the loan, and when he left, he started crying profusely. So his wife told him, why are you crying? If you didn't want to, you didn't have to give it. It wasn't compulsory on you to give it. He said, I'm crying that I have to wait till he comes to me. I should have known his condition, and before he asked me, I should have helped him and not give him a loan. I should have gone to help him. Like that, Allah is asking us. We should feel ashamed, we should cry, we should drown ourselves that Allah has to ask us for a loan. And Allah is not in need of anything. When a similar ayat was revealed, the Jews said that is Allah gone poor, that Allah needs a loan, na'uzu billah. They made gustakhi, they spoke very disrespectful with regard to Allah. He looks after everyone, after Allah is not in need of anything. But this is the great mercy of Allah, being the highest, being the greatest. He handles us in such a way that they ask, will you give me a loan? Allah is in no need of that. It is only for our goodness. So Allah Ta'ala says, then further, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا فِرْ دُبْنَا كَرِي أَلَّهُ اُسْكُوْ كَيْ غُنَا. Then Allah increases for you multiple, manifold. Allah multiplies it and gives it back to you. No interest, halal, 100%. You gave a little to Allah and Allah gives you manifold. And here in this world Allah gives. And in the akhirat, Allah, what He's going to give there, we cannot imagine. Yeah, in this world, when we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala saves us from so many calamities. Many times we don't see that Allah has multiplied and given us. But troubles that will come, some ill health in which we had to spend thousands, hundreds of thousands on our treatment, Allah save us from that. From some legal cost, we gave in the path of Allah, Allah saved us from some litigation, from some court and some court cases in which we should have spent also hundreds of thousands to the lawyers, paying our fines, etc. Many things Allah Ta'ala protects us. We give our charity in the path of Allah. Allah keeps us safe from the eyes of the receiver also. Whereas if he has to get hold of us, then almost all of us, we will be found guilty and we'll have to be paying huge amounts to the receiver. But Allah Ta'ala protects us. And there are those cases where Allah openly gives a person much more. Where he was in need, now Allah puts him in a position where he's spending on other people also. So Allah encourages us greatly, don't withhold, don't hoard, don't keep your money back, spend it. And then you will see you will be able to fulfill all the rights of Allah easily and the rights of fellow people also. When Allah will give you great respect, love and honor. When you are spending on your friends, you are spending on family people, on your neighbors, on your own immediate family, they all will come to love you. And when a person is stingy, he doesn't want to spend on his wife, she also starts hating him. And she will even backbite about him to get her involved in other gunas. She will go around speaking, "My husband is very stingy. He doesn't spend on me." The children will dislike him. They need a pair of shoes. The shoes are broken. Their socks are torn and you don't want to spend on them. They will start hating you. Whereas if you spend on them, they will also love you. So what in a beautiful way Allah has put this also forward, that spend in the path of Allah. And also remember that Allah is not poor, Allah is not in need, Allah needs no loan whatsoever. Wallahu yaqbidu, or Allah hi tangi kar deta hai. And it is only Allah that whom He wants to, He restricts their money. And now they are in difficulty, in financial constraint. It isn't in your effort. It isn't what you do. It is in the hands of Allah. Please Allah, and Allah will give you more. وَيَبْسُطْ or وَهِ كُشَائِشْ كَرْتَا هَيْ. And it is only Allah who gives you in abundance, opens the bag and just pours out on you. So it is all in the hands of Allah. So you spend for Allah, make Him happy. You give Him your 1 cent and He's going to give you millions in return. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ اور اسی کی طرف تم لوٹائے جاؤ گے. And remember that your final return is only to Allah Ta'ala. And whatever you have spent, you have sent for Him. Spend it with ikhlas, sincerity. And spend it with love in the path of Allah. Whenever you do that, as our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has explained, when a person spends in the path of Allah, he doesn't give away. All he is doing, transferring from his one account of dunya to his permanent account of akhirat. His temporary account of dunya. And even if he's acquiring haram interest, that is so insignificant of the halal, what Allah is going to increase and give in the akhirat. So you are not giving away, you are only transferring to your own account. From your temporary account of this dunya to your permanent account of akhirat. And you are going there. Where you are accumulating your wealth, you are going there. How many people will go to some country to make a quick buck, to make a lot of money quickly, and they send it back home also, but they don't return home, they pass away in between. So where they had accumulated it, it's not there for them. Whereas the akhirah, everyone is going there. And how much we end is by this another great benefit, the love of akhirah will, the yaqeen of akhirah. The love of akhirah will come as a prophetic remedy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's remedy for a person who's stingy, for a person who's afraid of mort. Send all your money to akhirat. Everyone's heart is where his money is. When your money is in dunya, you don't want to die. When you have sent it to akhirat, then your heart is also there. Then you look forward to mort and you enjoy your mort. So in this ayat, Allah has given this another great remedy, these two great remedies, to sacrifice in the path of Allah, to spend in the path of Allah, and all this great goodness accumulate, and then to practice on the whole of deen becomes easy, becomes practical, becomes enjoyable. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.